Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Reverse Cowboy.
This is Reverse Cowboy. Episode 48, isn't it?
Your memory.
48. Yeah. That's it. That's the only thing I will ever remember. That's it now.
Who the fuck are you?
My name's Rutari Savage. I am Rutari Savage.
What's he doing in your shed?
Yeah. I'm being held here against my will.
You're related to Robbie Savage.
Yeah, actually, quite.
You're not the same.
Both of them, man. You look exactly the same.
Yeah.
Both got dark hair. Tall, dark, and handsome. I'm 5'8.
5'8. It's not tall.
No, but. I'm sitting on a shorter chair.
Wow. Try being 6 foot.
You should get some of those booster shoes.
The thing is,
they're over.
They don't
6 foot one.
You're not taller than me.
Yeah, I am.
He's taller than you.
You don't know.
I think you're 6 foot one as well.
I don't care.
Yeah, heels, probably.
Knowing
you.
But you know those shoes that like you can get like 3-inch booster boots?
Yeah,
like,
I know that.
Instagram shoes.
The thing about those shoes these days, the shoes you wear, I mean, you guys know, you're wearing Uggs, which, you know...
I don't care, mate. Yeah, I'm wearing Uggs.
You're wearing the Converse.
But
the thing is, these days, in order to fit in, you have to wear the right shoes, but they can't be booster shoes.
Mate,
I know you're into your Adidas and all that. You've got...
I've got no Adidas.
Not right now, but normally, you don't go out picking up the kids like this.
I've got a love for Adidas.
Yeah.
Even though it's a German brand. Remember it's Sunday, I don't normally wear...
Speaking of Nazis, Free Palestine.
Well,
is that too much?
Good for you. I'm not involved in none of that beef.
Was Hitler right? Looking at what's going on there, was Hitler right?
I mean, I don't really know what he stood for, to be honest. I was never really paying attention. But
we're not getting involved in the deep politics because it's too much. But
it is too much.
Yeah, it's too horrible.
All you have to do is open Instagram. And you'll get all of that.
The right thing to say is Free Palestine. Purely because it is.
This is entertainment for people to take them away from that shit.
True.
So we're not doing it.
But I will say, though, yeah. I will.
Come on a podcast and now you're getting told.
No, but I will quickly say because, you know.
I'll just edit out.
I mean, they're saying release the hostages, they're saying that Hamas is using.
The thing is, what I will say is, you can't believe anything you see anyway.
I mean, you have to believe some of it. Yeah,
Well, film teams and that out there faking.
Yeah.
You've seen it. They're fake. You know what I mean?
Of course, they're fake.
Israel could be faking Palestine.
They're crisis actors.
Who knows what to fucking believe?
I know what my thoughts are, but it's boring. No one cares.
How about just stop it? Maybe we should film our thoughts later on and then we'll just do that for Patreon only.
No, because they don't care either. They want to escape from this.
Yeah, man.
They want to escape. Let's talk about some cool shit.
Yeah, what cool shit? We got stuff. Yeah, that's cool now because that's not really in the public eye anymore.
It's not as
like, which means we can talk anything we want about Ukraine.
Ukrainians,
no one cares.
All right, just go ahead. They're like, fuck sake, we don't get the money.
Oh, yeah, he's got a right arm, old Zelensky.
Are they?
Yeah, yeah, he's whingy.
In his combat.
He's a bit whingy. He's like, he's so pissed off that, like, he's not getting the funding now because there's another new thing.
He's a silly little action man, really. How he tours countries in his fatigues, doesn't he? In his little green outfit.
On the front lines, while you're dressing
well,
like.
Well, you're in the middle of Manhattan. You're not blending in at all.
Did you see when Macron, he was like, obviously going, that guy's pretty cool. And all of a sudden, he turned up to one of his talks in a hoodie and some combat pants because he wanted to be cool.
Macron did that.
Yeah, like, have you seen Macron's bird?
She fit.
Macron's wife is his old school teacher. She's like 70.
His old school teacher?
Yeah, she announced him and she married him. And he's like, what, 48, 50, whatever. And his missus is 70. He's got an old fucking... He's basically living my dream.
And like,
you don't know the arrangement they've got. In France, they've got a different deal where I promise you now, I think they're allowed to have affairs. It's purely accepted.
Well, they invented blowjobs, didn't they?
They invented affairs. Like the concept of like...
But it sounds French when you say affaire.
Reverse cowboy.
I'm wearing a cap right now which says Jesus is my superhero.
He's a Christian.
But now that I'm here...
He's giving up Christianity.
So now this is the Shagger cap. And this is for sale. And it's actually cheaper than most caps you'll find out there, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's 18 quid. I went on the link. I was like, it's going to be 35 quid or something.
If you're a Shagger, it's you get 50% off as well.
What, you get it for £9?
The 15%, you didn't do maths.
15? I thought you said 50, but you're from Northern. I can't understand a
There's
word.
There's merch if you want it. I don't blame you if you don't.
Shagger cap, it's nice.
To be fair, I like it.
I think it's nice. It's a nice cap, and it looks distressed because
an author made it in China.
Not only that, but every single cap All Right Fans has used as a scourer in the shower for 6 months prior. So it's genuinely vintage and worn out.
They're very soft from day one.
It's very nice.
I can't wear that one because my head's too big.
I've never worn a cap and felt comfortable.
Well, you'll dress up as a Jamaican bobsleigh team member and you feel fine.
Yeah, I went to...
That's great. I mean...
dressed as a Jamaican bobsleigh team.
But I saw a few of my black friends this year basically did... No. That's easy. They did white face for New Year's Eve this... No, not New Year's Eve. Halloween this year.
So you're not allowed to do that, are you? We're not allowed to do that.
White chicks. But... You get rid of white chicks. Cancel white chicks.
You know what I mean?
Yeah?
No.
Yeah, at the end of the day, that's what reparations are. It doesn't come in monetary form. It comes in the fact that we get to say the N-word and we also get to dress in white face and get away with it.
N-word, yeah?
Yeah.
I saw a post. It said, calling someone a beast is like the N-word
I saw that post.
For fat people.
I saw that post.
Oh, did you
see that? I did. It's wrong because calling someone a beast is just the truth.
And people were never slaves.
They wouldn't be able to work hard enough. That's the issue. Mm. And at the end of the day...
Somewhere in the world, someone is getting called an O-N. And that is a double.
What's an O-N? Obese nigger. Shit. Is that the first time the N-word's been said on the podcast?
Yeah, you can say it.
Nigger.
Do you watch basketball the other night?
I don't watch basketball, but I feel bad for not doing
it.
Yeah, I will win. No, I heard you're quick, though.
Listen, I'm...
But I'm quick, though.
For shovel.
Thing is, I had a motorcycle...
We're going to film you two having a race later.
Cool. I had a motorcycle crash last year. I've got nerve damage.
Oh, here we go.
No, the nerve damage means that my leg never feels tired below the knee.
I had trials for Arsenal, but I've got all good tires.
Oh, shit, I brought a prop with me, by the way. I don't know if you guys have been seeing...
That ain't a prop. That's a fucking lifestyle choice, mate.
Exactly. Yeah, so Prime hydration drink.
Yeah, we know it. It's fucking great.
So I thought we could all try it and slag it off or something.
It's very pissy.
Have you tried it?
I've numerous...
I think it tastes like piss.
On Instagram Live, and he's... What? It's the greatest trick the devil ever pulled.
It's amazing. Prime.
Amazing how they had pallets of it going for £10 a bottle.
Oh, fuck. Do you know what's...
It's insane, isn't it? Like, good on. Good on those.
Do you know, okay.
Just on social media power.
Do you know what's wild as well? I'll tell you this, and it's a funny story. So basically, Amazon... So there are certain restrictions.
Love it, Amazon.
We love Amazon. There's certain restrictions in place for the sale.
What a jungle.
For the sales of food and drinks, right? There are certain things, ingredients that can't contain. But when you're selling energy drinks... There are no regulations. And so basically, you heard the story about...
Flawless.
You heard the story about the fact that Amazon drivers aren't allowed to take a piss break.
Yeah,
so they piss in bottles. So they piss in bottles.
Shit in his alleyway.
But they get penalised for if they find bottles in their vans. And so this guy, the Vice reporter, he basically collected a bunch of piss from Amazon drivers, rebottled it, called it something like lemon energy or something like that, and then put it for sale on Amazon. And because they have no restrictions for the ingredients, even though it said urine on it, it's been sold and it made the top seller list on Amazon.
Oh, the person. Herbert's boy.
There's a bad, a great big weather for one of the besties.
He doesn't get a word in. Every few seconds, he starts panicking.
I'm literally shouting.
Give him a quick
I just need to ask him questions. And I heard he's homophobic. Person.
Oh, homophobic. You're not home. You're not a homo.
I'm not afraid of them. Just hate them.
You're not homo. I'm not touching.
I'm not.
Women touch.
Proving not homo.
No, I don't want to do that. But you can reach over and do it.
I've done lots of.
I don't want to touch his cock.
No one touches my
leg. I don't want to catch this gay.
Why not touch it?
You don't touch anyone's leg in a spaceship. It's dangerous.
I feel like thinking about it.
Volcanoes. Popping off at the minute.
What's going on with this? Educate us.
So, Mount Etna is about to erupt. Then you've got one in Iceland. It's created a massive crack. And then there's one in Mexico. And these things are all ready to pump. The minute they erupt, they'll pump out a year's worth of carbon.
Pump sounds like Von Cruise, mate.
It does. So we're looking at a volcanic winter.
The world's trying to kill us, basically.
It's going to be ash everywhere.
The world's trying to fuck everyone up. No one's flying anywhere. There'll be no sunlight. All the crops will die. Everything's going to cost a fortune. At any given moment, can't be bothered Googling it, but I guarantee there's about 200 astronauts in spaceships at the minute floating around.
Probably amount,
like,
yeah.
When you think about it, it's like during end times, it's only the end times if you're on the Earth.
It's the end times, but they just see it coming for a bit.
They just can't go back for a bit. They're just going to have to wait.
Forever.
If it's the end for all of us, it's the end for them as well. Because
in space, some of them are there for 10 years. They've got enough.
Well, that's still 10 years to the end. It's still the end. Yeah, I mean, it's one of them ones. If you know you've been
diagnosed, they're bored as fuck up there. I've seen them playing cards, and the cards are floating around, playing guitar, trying to play like Smoke on the Water.
Elon Musk is trying to build these things to get everyone to
because he's a virgin.
And doesn't exist.
Me of Elon Musk.
You remind me of Postman Pat, so what? Move on, next question.
I know, look at that. Scotty Pippin, if anyone knows.
Yeah, fuck off, Scotty Pippin.
He's got the same nose as you.
Listen, I'm telling you.
What? Oh, fuck yeah, he does
this
have the same nose as you.
Racism, this. This shows we're all the same.
Yeah, so I'm young black male on Instagram. I do a little
young
bit of everything.
On Instagram.
Recently,
are you still young though?
I'm really struggling with that. I'm when
you're on the edge of not being young now.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell them how old I am.
You're always young compared to me, and that's fine. I'm like your uncle.
That's the good thing about age, isn't it? Like, that gap will never close, which is nice.
And when I was your age, I had uncle friends like I am to you now. You got a couple of uncle friends at the top.
Mate.
And it's great to have.
You take uncle good care friends. Of me though, like, not in a gay way, but like, you're like literally, like, I fucking love you, bro.
I love you, man.
Sick.
Uncle friends.
When I was in my late 20s, I had a couple of mates in their 40s. Still my mates now, but they would like, you know, they'd look out for me.
You call them uncle, friend.
I didn't, but I am doing now, because I'm his uncle. Can I ask a question?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Is it racist to ask a black man if he's good at rapping?
Yeah. I mean, no, because
listen, I'm your friend. I've been your friend for ages. No. I don't think about your skin colour, but I do. But because you're black, I now have to think. Can I say, are you good at rapping? Am I thinking that because you're black? I'm just asking that question. What's your reaction to that?
I don't think it's racist at all.
It's not.
Well, it's not race to ask anyone if they're good at rapping. What if you just want to find out if they're good at rapping?
I do. That's what I mean.
And I am good at rapping.
Yeah, that's what. Because I've been writing some new tunes, and some of them have got some rap elements, and I wanted to run them by you.
Yo, please. Yeah.
You can probably beatbox, right?
You can probably beatbox, right? That's worse than the last one.
No, but at the end of the day.
I looking in his eyes to make him laugh, right? Right. Anyway, imagine like.
Should I continue that?
I want to talk about love, love and power. Five finger shuffle every morning in the shower. I dream of bitches in the 80s looking like witches. Come on, baby, won't you ride me like a standstill? I'll give you something that'll really test your new hips. Call your grandma. No. Whatever you like. Just let me love you for the very last of your life.
I quite like
that's the first jam session I've ever done.
Reverse Cowboy.
What do you guys think of Dubai, by the way?
It's like Westfield, but massive and hot.
So basically, I said that to a driver in the cab yesterday. I was like, he was talking about Dubai, and I said, like, the vibe I got from Dubai was that basically it's just kind of like the Olympic city where everything's being built for people that aren't there. And then they're just trying to fill in the gaps and get influences.
I've got a few mates who live there, and one of our mates, friend of the pod, Carolyn's moving there. I've never been, so I can't judge it, but it looks horrible to me.
People, the minute they get to Dubai, they all think they've smashed it. They all have secret conversations. Oh, I haven't seen the weather in England. Oh, I can't believe we're living out here tax-free. They think they're absolutely smashing it. Great points. But what I will say, after them pretty birds are out there, recruitment consultants and fucking real estate agents and that, all getting shitted on at night.
Yeah.
That's how that she got that Birkin bag, and that's how she got this and that. I've always hated it. I've been there a couple of times and never liked it. Like you said, it's like a massive Westfield. Yeah?
Yeah.
It's fucking horrible. And there's a dick sucking pyramid that runs upwards to the top.
At least it's clear though, because that's everywhere, but at least it's clear though.
And it is clear, and I always hated it. But since I'm now looking for a nice holiday with my children, somewhere that they're going to enjoy.
I know a couple of girls that got shipped out to Dubai. Flown out to Dubai to do work. One of them had to eat a goat's ass.
Well, there you go,
how
mate.
Much did she get for it, though?
Listen,
like, I don't know how much she got, actually. She didn't tell me about it.
I'm assuming... vegan. I've never eaten meat in my life, but I eat a goat's ass for 10 grand.
She didn't actually have to eat it and consume it. Even it was like she licked it. She tossed a goat salad.
Nah, listen, mate. It's all about humiliating them.
We humiliate ourselves every week. Nice. It's fine.
No, but you know what?
To parties and they've got fucking lions.
The thing that scares me about
it. One reason to move there.
The thing that scares me about is the fact that these people want to humiliate white people, and the ones that they can grab over are white women. And the thing is they've got so much power that I feel like it's probably just like a kind of a prelude to what they're going to do to us militarily or to our country. They want to see us like humiliated and decimated. The way that they do it right now is that they get girls to go out and get shat on. But really, what they want to do is shit on the whole. Yeah, they want to shit on you. They want to shit on the British. Charming.
If it's Shake's watching, he wants to shit on me. 50 grand, you can do it. I don't care.
50. Yeah.
50
I think
grand, you shit on me. I don't care. Reverse cowboy. So you told us on the way in you've got an interesting tattoo. What's going on there?
Yeah, so there's this website or Instagram page called Snake Pit, and they basically post all the worst failed DIY tattoos that are done. And during lockdown, the first one, I was shacked up with 13 other people in a warehouse in Hackney Wick. And one of them was a tattoo artist.
Sounds worse than Dubai.
Why?
And like, because we couldn't move to his house. And like, I was living in Hackney Wick here, and it was like, you know.
Was it with young, that fit bird that you had?
Andrew.
The motorbike babe.
No, not with her. No. Right, thank fuck, we'd all be dead. Right, but it was with another fit bird though.
This man knows his way around a vagina. I just want to put that out there to any ladies watching.
This tattoo got featured on this page that basically, it's called Snake Pit, and it's just
shit
full of all the shittiest tattoos. And they featured mine the other day because a friend of mine sent it to them in July.
It must be really shit.
Well, I'll show you.
How did you get it?
One of my friends I was living with back then, he's a tattoo artist, and he's great. And he was great back then, but quite avant-garde, kind of like ignorant style tattoos. He was drawing a sketch, and we're both having a hard time basically living with our exes. He was sketching this thing, and it was nuts. It was just like on his iPad, and I was like, do you want to put that on my back? And he's like, oh, how big? And I just like, the whole thing. So we just did that, and this is what it looks.
This is amazing. This is content, man.
Fucking nutcase.
They're a great big
we're going to have to show, I've put a photo of this onto the Instagram for the povos who don't give us enough money. Oh my, what the fuck is that?
Hang on. That's what it looks like.
Is that dicks?
I counted and it's 5 cocks on there. And also the great thing as well about it,
which I
quite like about it, is that the motherfucker's riding a skateboard.
My mate.
Yeah.
This guy, you know, I already love this guy, good friend of mine, but fucking hell, I didn't know he had dicks all over his back.
You'll never bump into anyone on the beach who's got the same tattoo as you and have that embarrassing moment where you're like, oh, she's never. Got a different tattoo. But to be honest, I was kind of sold it as I've got a tattoo of 5 dicks on my back, and I was going to see a display of 5 different.
Like a Bukkake situation.
No.
It's a greater context
more
to it.
A kind of. Like 5 studies.
Yeah, because you asked me if your first question was like, what, like realistic? And I was like, no, they're not anatomical
that
drawings.
Good, actually, yeah, like, you know, a small one. Some men have larger ones.
Yeah, you know, like with the Latin name.
Yeah.
See the woman with Kevin on her forehead?
No. Yeah, I saw that. I thought that was fake.
I don't know.
I hope it's Kevin Bishop.
Some player called Kevin in America has just convinced this bird to get Kevin. She's so proud, though.
Well, last year, I was probably one little minor breakdown away from getting Kevin Bishop tattooed on my face. We all know that. You know, I was nearly there.
Because he was ignoring you, yeah.
I was obsessed with him, and he kept playing it, you know.
Playing hard to get.
And he was like, you know, and then he texted me, basically just wanted to save me because I'm an alcoholic.
Basically, first of all, he started playing hard to get, and then after a while, he was playing like impossible to get, and then after a while, like, you're never gonna
but you've had him on twice now, right?
No, but he texted me the other day and he's coming on again.
Is he?
Yeah.
So you've had him on, it'll be the third time.
He wants to be involved. He's going to come on.
Don't be one of those like needy wives. Like, he's just a busy guy. Like, I don't reply to anyone and I'm like barely
needy
busy.
Needy wives. There's some advice for you, Vaughn.
I want to be Kev's needy wife.
Over the years, I've spent over £1 billion on drugs.
Ritari?
Yeah.
When were you breastfed until?
So this is a funny thing about me. So I'm the shortest man in my family because I discovered chocolate milk quite early on and demanded that. So breastfeed. I ceased to breastfeed early.
I don't think I had chocolate milk till I was...
I'm not lucky because you're 6 foot. You're 6 foot. I'm 5'9" because I stopped breastfeeding. My little brother's six. He's
you mean milk chocolate milkshake.
Yeah.
Yeah. As in like you know like Cadbury's hot chocolate in my bowl.
Chocolate milk, man.
Minging.
Just not the right protein. Not the right amino acids. No, no, no. Mommy milk is the best. Like I think it's the best liquid to.
My mate's into breast milk, do you know that?
My mate
slipped up, made a joke out of it, and he was like, oh, yeah, it's not fucking disgusting.
So I've got
some men go for pregnant births. You are a wrong one, bro.
I think they're quite fit, actually.
But pregnant births? No, I've got because it's the glow in it. It's the hormone. It's the pheromones, man. They're like
they look beautiful, but they're not.
You're off by a baby a bit, aren't you? If you do it. When I was to see my dad the other day, right? My dad told me when I was a kid, they used to put tea in my bottle with sugar. That's so northern, isn't it? They put a brew in the morning in my bottle to wake me up, to like caffeine me up when I was a baby.
Imagine giving your kid caffeine. That sounds like a nightmare.
Isn't it? He thought it was dead normal.
I never realised it was tea. Believe me, I'm not stupid.
You never realised it was caffeine in tea?
Not until about 5 years, maybe even 10 years ago. But like, I was a full grown adult, and I just thought it was a.
But to be fair, there's some merit in that because up until probably about 21, I could, and I'm not 17. I'm a minimum of 21. I could drink.
I'm not 17. No one was fooled, mate.
I could drink coffee and just drink them and drink them and drink them, and I didn't feel like it was doing anything to me.
I've never understood the coffee fucking imaginary buzz. You know
what? It's drugs, bro. It's just like drug addiction.
Who have a coffee? It was in my video today. Coffee. Mm.
Coffee knobs are the worst people. When they're like, I get the finest fucking single origin stuff from Ghana.
I just did
like,
so much. Cold I had a press. Massive espresso cold in the morning, brew. And then over the next 3 hours, I did so much
and
stuff.
And then they put like some melted butter in it.
It's just crack for Tories, bro.
Yeah, but is it though?
The come down's horrible on it.
No, the come down is awful and it's almost immediate.
Mm. If you want to do that, just take some speed. Stop being a pussy.
You're talking about come down. Where's the fucking come up? I have a cup of coffee. It's like having a cup
one of our mutual friends. One of our mutual friends,
who?
I won't mention his name on the thingy, but like basically like he,
Saddam Hussein.
His ADHD medication got cut off, and so basically he was just using speed instead, but he did it in such a controlled way.
You're talking about me.
No, I'm not talking about...
I did that for ages, but...
You probably told this guy about that.
No, I did that for ages, but no, now I just do that and the ADHD medicine. I've like hassled them so much, now I get double. So I take like 100 and like whatever, 108 milligrams a day, which is the most you're allowed before you die.
Yeah.
And it's great.
Right, guys, it's Mental Health Month, and as was tweeted out this morning by Sadiq Khan, a wonderful, amazing mayor.
Sadiq Khan.
It's so close, isn't it? The name Sadiq to Sukmadeek is very close. Is that racist?
Best thing ever has happened to Italy, right? Because I wish this would happen here so much. I wish they put one in the Big Brother house or Love Island, but they don't, right? But a lion has escaped in Italy, and it's been roaming around the city just minding its own business, doing its shit.
For how long?
They got him for like 12 hours. There's people filming it, and it's just like outside like the chemist just chilling. Like a fucking dude.
In Paris, you know, in Paris.
Yeah, yeah.
So what happens? They all eventually just get shot dead. Obviously.
No. Tranquilize this lion.
They're too valuable.
He didn't cause any trouble. Some tales to tell.
He didn't cause any trouble.
Can you imagine
trouble?
That? Wow. Have you seen the movie Madagascar? Be like that.
What city was it?
Paris was
of Rome. Ah, the lion of Rome. Going back to.
But
the zoo,
you had an interesting theory on it. All right, fans.
I do.
Which I think is right.
I know for a fact because I know a girl who's out there. Who got shitted on the other night. Apparently, the top sheikh in Saudi has not been in Saudi for a week. There is rumours going around that he bought a invisible potion and he said, I'm going to fucking ride my lion round Rome. Yeah. So I've been led to believe, and if you look at the lion's movements, they are, it almost is like
he's carrying someone.
And apparently the reins are invisible as well.
I think that kind of mad technology exists out there.
Only for the shakes.
Do you know what? Weirder things have happened. What do you think about
what's
the
happened that's
costume?
Weirder?
No, hold on.
No, yeah, tell
think
me.
Think about the Predator costume. The costume for Predator. With the... It's a mirror suit. It's large, small mirrors.
Yeah.
It's as good as it got, and then they blurred the edges together and made it as
big. Is that how they made it?
Now, that was 30 years ago. So don't tell me there's not a cloak or a fucking skin you can wear now that just...
Do you know what there is?
There's invisibility cloaks already. There are...
But if you ask 9 out of 10 blokes what they would do if they was invisible, what would they say?
go changing rooms, go look at bird tits.
No, really, it's disgusting. It's like it's.
We're simple animals. We
would
like to.
Would you do anything different?
I would do something like, different.
No,
I think.
But, no, because you thought about it. But someone
bank vault me
in the street, run up to you.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking. I'm thinking bank vault.
I asked for this bit to be deleted. No,
because
no, but I was fully expecting them both to agree with me, and now they've both gone like, on bank jobs and that.
I mean, no, if you asked me top five. Thought,
no, but if you had a half a second to answer, someone said, what would you do if you was in
tits.
Football?
Anything with tits.
Yeah.
It depends on if I want to make him laugh, because really, yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Half a second, mate. No, yeah, you're thinking about too much. There's that film where Michael J. Fox, or Marty McFly, whatever his real name is, he goes invisible in the 80s, an 80s film. And the first thing he does, girls changing room, looking at some tits.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Imagine if you stop working when you're in there, though, and you just appear and you're like, ooh.
Reverse cowboy.
I'm talking about animals. I've got some gay monkey news.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Really good gay monkey news.
Yo. So are they still at it?
These two gay lads, right, they're on holiday.
Yeah.
They're in Thailand, and they took a copy of the gayest album of all time, which is Blackout by Britney Spears, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, that's the gay Bible, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They took it. There's photo evidence of this, right? They give it to a monkey. See him here. They're shouting at him, right? They're going, hey, come over here, monkey. Give him Blackout, right? He takes it.
Yeah.
Right? And then he fucks off with it. He's looking at it, reading all the gay notes. He missions off. Next minute, in the bushes, he fucks a fucking bloke.
Does he actually? Where's the? Yeah. Is there a footage
the
of that?
What the fuck has the DVD got to do
with it? He's fucking a bloke there.
Fucking a bloke monkey.
He is. What? He goes and fucking. So he listens. He's hidden behind the face. He's bumming a monkey.
I love
fucking a bloke.
I love
it.
Sometimes I love this planet.
Bloke monkey. They were blokes.
Oh, he said a bloke. Mate.
No, a bloke.
Yeah, that's
monkey.
What I thought.
Fucking hell! You made me stand up to watch two monkey.
Because for a monkey, he's shagging a human.
Bloke.
Why not?
He's a bloke monkey.
He's a bloke.
He's a blonky.
A male fucking goldfish, a bloke.
Well, no, but a monkey's different. It's closer, isn't it?
Fuck,
but they gave him a copy of Britney Spears, and then he went and bummed a bloke monkey. And I think that's phenomenal.
I think that's wicked.
Power of Britney.
The power of Britney Spears.
My loneliness.
Sometimes I watch Britney Spears' videos and I wonder whether, like, I also feel like maybe her dad controlling the money
it
and stuff.
It was probably a good idea.
It's probably a good idea.
Yeah, she's gone mad, actually. Like, yeah, I think there's a good thing with that.
Well, there's a massive thing out there at the minute. Where
she's got a boyfriend now, though, right? Some Arab, I think.
Do you not know about this?
Tell me.
There's a whole community out there of, like, sleuths, you know, like...
Mm. Yeah, internet sleuths.
What was Netflix about? Don't kill the cats. Or what was
Yeah, don't fuck with cats.
Yeah. So yeah. There's a whole massive community, like, Reddit groups and that out there who have convinced themselves that... And it might be true that Britney Spears is behind a green screen and it's a Britney Spears lookalike and that,
yeah.
You can see the reflection. And
I mean,
I quite like all those clone theories, to be honest. But you've heard that Britney Spears is coming out with an autobiography soon and apparently she's going to say some really fucked up shit about... Did she say some fucked up shit about Justin Timberlake? Because I think that
she
was
said
the
he
thing.
Was like really cold when she had an abortion or something, I think. And he just
I mean,
like,
wasn't hot enough.
I don't know. But yeah, like... Fuck, who cares? I don't know. He's fucking with two people we don't know.
Reverse cowboy.
So Rihanna in Hebrew, don't I?
Oh, go on, fam.
Suffering with her.
That's racist.
All this shit going on at the minute. This, like, hopefully, no matter what side of the argument you're on, this will cheer you up.
Okay, yeah. Work.
That's in your
That's actually gorgeous.
You know, stop that naughtiness.
You could be the ambassador, because I think all the ambassadors have left the country now. They're
pop
sick
music's
of it.
Ever going to save the world? That'll be now. Listen, kid, I've had it in the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s. I think I know about bloody pop music.
Reverse cowboy.
I started my own company. Could I do a little plug?
Yeah, mate, do it.
Basically, I started a company because...
No one's going to care, though, because they're all mongs who listen to this, but yeah.
Yeah, true. I started a company and I offer some services. We'll put a link in your thingy. Whatever you need, mate, honestly. I just want to make some money.
That sounds ominous. Drug dealer and a penis merchant.
I'll put a link in the bio. I'll send you a link.
Right.
And if anybody buys any of the services on there, then you lot can get a little cut.
Are you on teletext?
Mate... Oh, mate, teletext.
You're on teletext?
That was the first social media, wasn't it, teletext?
To be fair, I think...
It's the best one.
The best one, yeah.
I still remember, Channel 401, that was your football news. I think that was on...
I used to play games on it.
That might have been on...
I do remember Nigel Farage saying, like fuck...
Teletext,
yeah, Nigel.
There.
Sorry, Nigel.
He's in the jungle, isn't he?
What is he actually here?
Gone in, yeah.
Oh, mate, I missed
that. 1.5 million he's done.
1.5 million what?
Quid he's getting.
Did he win?
No, he's going to get. He's getting that to still appear.
Listen, he's more fair palatable enough, in the jungle than that slimy fucking worm, Matt Hancock.
Mate, imagine convincing a whole country to leave the EU and like promising prosperity to everyone, and then all of a sudden, taking it.
Farage will be the leader. Farage will be the leader of the Conservative Party in about 3 years.
You think so?
The leader of the jungle camp.
I mean, they're bringing back Tony Blair.
He'll be the leader of the jungle camp.
Tony Blair says
he'll win it. He'll win it. People love him.
Patience.
You know what? You're right. He will win that. Actually, when you think about it, because he's in
very
there,
clever.
Because he's in there.
He's hilarious.
And whether you like it or not, society is most countries are divided 50-50 with their political split. And you get these figures that kind of encapsulate the polarisation of it all, yeah?
Yeah.
He will head up. 50% of people will think, do you know what? Fuck it. And you know what? They're the people who watch I'm a Celebrity. That is TV for donuts, by the way.
Who's watching his competition, though?
Well, exactly.
Who's in it? I don't know.
That's what I said. Well, whoever's in it, they don't represent half the population.
But he's the sneakiest master of it. He's really good at it. You know what he's doing right now, which is mad? So he's on TikTok all the time, Farage. And what he does, right, young kids, they all know that they've all been told to hate the Tories, like Tory shit, right? And they don't give a shit about Labour because they're boring. But Farage keeps popping up in TikToks and he's saying things to kids that they agree with. So he's like, it's bollocks that you have to do so much homework. You know, this is nonsense. And they all say, who's this weird old bloke who keeps popping up on my thing?
And telling us the truth. Yeah,
I agree with him, right? So that he's playing the long game by sort of...
But that's the whole thing with populism. You find a target demographic... And you say what they want to hear. But I mean, to be fair, after Biden came in, I started to miss seeing Trump on TV.
Funniest man alive.
Same
thing with Boris. So that's what you're voting
funniest
for.
Funniest fuckers in this day and
age. Boris Johnson also fucking hilarious.
Because we're living in a different time now, where you want your attention grabbed within 15 seconds, you're going to end up with loads of basically stand-up comedians running the fucking country.
But I mean, at the end of the day,
What difference does it make? None.
I think it's a good trait to have,
Joe
though.
Joe Biden, I don't give a shit what he stands Biden. For.
Biden. He always says that.
How old is he? 78.
Mate, it doesn't matter how old he is. It's like his biological age is like 112, bro.
Yeah, he's
like,
fucked.
But at the end of the day, like, listen, if you put Joe Biden in a room with Putin on a day when the nuclear button is about to be pressed by someone, I'd much rather have Trump there, like cracking some jokes, siding them with a bit, doing a bit of dick riding or whatever.
You know, was at peace
but
with
Biden,
Trump.
Biden can't Pretty ride much. A fucking bicycle, man.
He's dead, I think. And he sniffs girls' hair, little girls' hair.
Exactly, and that was the thing as well. The sniffing.
Make peace with your loved ones now. Make sure everyone knows they're loved. Yeah.
Also, just move out of cities. I think, guys. Like, honestly, but I've been living in the countryside in Holland. It's been the best 6 months of my life. Mm. Like, once you get out of the hustle and bustle of the city, plus you know that if we do get to that point, this is going to be the target, mate. This garage represents everything that the communists hate about.
But what do you rather?
Would
you rather
culture.
Be like caught in the blast and die, or be sat in like a field in Holland and getting like all the fallout and going, oh my, food's full of shit. And,
finished.
I think I'd rather die.
Because the thing is that like the human race isn't going to be eradicated.
No, but you have to.
I'm made of stronger stuff, and to be honest, at the end of the day,
you could have a nuclear bomb in a
family. I want to be a Genghis Khan. At the end of the day, I want like 13% of the world's population to have my genetics in them.
You're a fucking megalomaniac.
So yeah,
you
exactly.
Want to be the leader of the Mongols,
mate. Let me tell you about my great granddad. He had six wives. Yeah,
they're all Mongols.
Well, he had six wives and he had 36 kids because he's a fair man and he gave each
that's
of his wives
fair.
Gave each of his wives six kids. I'm just saying, man, it's caked into my genes.
In Holland, I'll be all
listen
right.
If you want your you've got fucking kids, you've
you
got a kid,
you can't eat chocolate.
Are you saying you want
Reverse Cowboy?
This blind guy came around to my house once when I was a kid. I went in the front room and I was like saying something to someone else. And he was like, what are you saying about me? From about like, you know, 40 meters away, because he could just hear it. I'm like, I'm not talking about you, you fucking... Yeah, if I was blind, pretend my girlfriend, whoever she was, my wife, was dead fit. In my head, she'd be like, you know, Kate Beckinsale, even though she was a big fat minga. I'd be like...
She'd have to have a good body though, because you can feel that.
I'd just be like, oh, my blind senses are a bit wonky today. You know, I bet
blind people are good with their hands. I know I sound like drag queens.
It's the sense of touch, isn't it? It's a sense.
Read Braille, that is amazing.
Imagine them doing that, though, on, like, a clitoris. They could be like, yeah.
They could be like, writing SOS or something.
Yeah, they'll be good though. If any of our listeners have shagged a blind man, let us know. We want to know what's going on.
Or a blind bird. And if you have shagged a blind bird, you're a dirty cunt.
Blind birds need sex.
That should be illegal, mate.
It shouldn't be illegal. What? What? Blind people just aren't allowed to get laid. No, mate, that's worse. No,
blind people are allowed to get laid, but it's a bit like for those countries where you go to where it's illegal. It's not illegal to have drugs, but it's illegal to sell it. You know, it's like what?
Portugal, I mean.
Yeah. If you're a blind bird, it should be legal to get fucked. But if you get caught fucking a blind bird, mate.
Okay, fuck. Did you see? Maybe you can get this up there. There was this kind of like Undateables type show. And there was this girl who had this condition where she had a really weird young biological age. So she looked like she was 11.
Yeah, well,
I saw that.
But like, but her boyfriend was like 6'4" and he was on TV. And it was just like, you couldn't help but think like, okay, if this is your type, a bit of a doll.
He's going to go and rape a child.
Yeah, dirty shit.
Mm. Have you seen that guy, though, who's severely disabled, right? And he's in one of those machines that he drives around, right? Yeah. And he's got, like, this little tiny withered body and a massive head. But for some reason, he's found this really fit bird who he's married. She's obviously got some weird kink for, like, that kind of guy.
Oh, yeah.
And he's buzzing.
Jackpot.
He's buzzing, and he's just like, thank you. And she, like, carries him to bed every night, and she's fit.
But the thing is, is he the one with the thick ass neck?
He's got a massive head and like a tiny little withered boy's body.
Okay, nice.
His bird's fit, and she's like, I just love him for who he is. And he's like, no, you're a weird disabled man.
No, she's a superhero.
Yeah, but he's having the best time ever. I'm like, legend.
King of the hits. Oh.
Yeah, he's just like, and someone asked him in an interview, like, does your penis work? And he goes, oh, yes, she makes it work very well.
Reverse cowboy.
Let's see the girls. He told me he'd give me some money if I wore a Mary Earp's goalkeeper shirt for a month every day and didn't explain it to anyone.
No, the deal is, would you, for X amount of money, which I'm going to tell you in a minute, judging on your kind of demeanour,
as
I lay out the terms and conditions. So basically what you've got to wear is full kit, female goalkeeper's kit, socks, shorts,
shin pads,
top, shin pads and boots, with
studs,
who's her name,
number
one on the back, you wear that for the rest of your life.
No,
for the rest of my life.
No, I'm gonna surprise money.
Okay.
For the rest of your life, yeah?
Yeah.
But the only term and condition is you're not allowed to say to anyone why or what. If your kids, your missus, your mum, your dad, your mum.
If I do get married, I'm at the altar wearing that.
Funerals a lot, yeah?
Funerals, everything. But what colour is the kit? Red.
Yellow.
Yeah. But it's not going to work at funerals, is it?
Money. It's like, I don't know what kind of money you want to be.
A lifetime, it's got to be
a month.
No, that's not enough.
What, deposited a month, per month?
Cash a month.
Mate, that's fuck all money, bro.
That's
nuts.
It's enough to live on. Both maybe look like
mate, time. Because you're acting like one, yeah? And because, let me tell you.
In your shed?
I like you, but listen. Think about
the fact I'm getting told off, to be honest, I said to him for... Ring round the fucking table. So I sent you $5,000 a month. He was like, yeah. And I
because you said 1 month. Not the rest of my life.
Listen, let's negotiate then. Because $5,000 for a month, I do. Because it'd be funny as well. It'd be a bunch of content. It'd probably make me lose more money.
If we raise $5,000, you'll dress like that for a month.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you manage to raise $5,000 somehow, which you probably won't be able to do.
But the deal is, I'll
vlog it heavily as well. And like, you have all the content.
In fact,
I mean, anybody that's watching this will know, but besides that, I will tell no one.
We'll delete this episode, though.
We'll delete it.
Yeah, we'll any explanation.
Delete this segment.
We'll play it after.
And it'll be like, we don't know what he's on about.
But if it's a month, I'd probably do it for less than 5K, you know?
Yeah, do that. Be possible, because
why would I say that? Yeah. 5K sounds good.
Exactly.
5K sounds good.
I would do it for a month. I don't care.
$4,000. I'll do it for $3,000.
Giving up on myself, I don't care. Like, anyone can think anything about
me. But it's different because he doesn't care, and I've got to go to like parties and
stuff. That's what I'm saying. I don't think you would do it for $5,000.
Reverse cowboy.
So we just had Halloween, right?
Yeah.
I've always thought it's a good time to like Halloween's a good time to if you were a murderer or a scary guy, just to knob around and just like, you know, stab people. Because if you walk down the street with a machete and with like a face paint on, everyone's gonna go,
this is
great
genius.
Costume. Yeah, and anyway,
yeah.
But a gardener is mowing around a dead body after mistaking it for a Halloween decoration. So the body was outside a log cabin, and he was
rotting
away.
Was this guy here? That guy was dead?
Yeah, he's dead. And the gardener's mowed around it, assuming it was as a Halloween decoration.
Mate, it's always a shame when they can't get like more high-def photos of you.
Yeah,
like, so that's why I've made sure that I've got good photos taken of
that guy. I
want to look good.
You know, but yeah, anyway, this... A 34-year-old man's died, and someone has gone, hey, that's a good Halloween decoration. I'll just drive my tractor around there.
Where's this, Florida or what?
Somewhere like that. Somewhere mental that's not even a real place.
Ohio.
Oakley fucking home or something. But in other news, a charity shop put a Halloween display in the window, and they were like, what's this old skull we've got? And it was a real human skull. And they put that in the window. So, you know, there's crazy shit going on out there.
Reverse cowboy.
I got scammed today.
Yeah,
so my therapist the week was like, because I was telling him that I've got all this weight, emotional baggage, or some shit hanging over me. I feel knackered all the time, like there's something on, like bricks on my head. And he was like, go and see a cranial osteopath. And I don't really know what that is, but I was like, all right. So I booked one.
Mate, if you're wondering about why you have this emotional baggage, it's because you're a scumbag, isn't it? At the end of the day.
Well, there's that, and there's other
message
things.
To everyone else: if you feel like there's a heavy weight in your shoulder, it's because you've just like me, and just like Vom, and probably just like
my fucking shoulder now.
I'm probably just like.
Listen,
him.
I am a scumbag, but
we've done unspeakable. Things.
I've just had a tough year. But anyway, what my point is that I went to this cranial osteopath woman, got there, right? And I'd read online that they massage your head, make you like release tension. Anyway, we get there and she's like, why are you here? And I said, I don't know. And she went, right, tell me what's going on. So I told her the last 3 years of my life, which have been particularly traumatic. And she went,
did you meet me?
Coincidence? I think not.
She turned into a nutritionist saying, I needed to eat like chicken liver in the mornings. I was like, I've never eaten meat in my life. And I was like, you're not a nutritionist, are you? You're like
she's a turkey. She's so, the enemy of
me.
She spent 55 minutes of
she's
the hour.
Half turkey.
She works for the Illuminati, innit? She's a lobbyist for big meat. Honestly, trying to get you to suck some steaks.
She eats meat. She doesn't do anything else, right? She only eats meat. No dairy, no sugar, no anything. Meat and water. She's meat Nancy.
Oh, liver king, yeah.
She's him. And she was like, you have to eat liver in the morning or she's never going to heal. And I was like, I don't want to. I've never eaten meat. Anyway, 55 minutes of being told what to eat. Then she said, lie down, touch my head like this for about 5 minutes. And then she went, right, you're done now. Come back next week. £80. She's fucking rinsed me.
Yeah, I've got a really bad back and I need a Thai massage. I need a heavy...
No, just go to a chiropractor.
But the only one I know down the road is a blatant...
Yeah, they don't know anything about massage.
So I've said to my missus, I'm going to go and have a Thai massage, but you've got to come with me because otherwise if I go, then...
He might suck me off.
Andrew, you need one anyway.
I need a Thai. I
get one from his wife, isn't he? Perfect. Isn't that what it's for?
Anyway.
I've seen a man so uptight.
I'm not... Tight? What are you fucking doing? Yeah.
Can I ask you a question, all right, fans?
Please do.
Do you think fucking a robot lady is cheating on your partner?
No.
You don't? No. If it was a robot that was like really...
It's cheating on the present day.
No, but if one came in that was like, that's hello, abstract. I look just like a lady, I have nice vagina, and I want you to fuck me. And
I don't
want
her to talk like that. If like, she's a robot, I want her to sound like a bicep.
Exactly like
her. No, synthetic.
With some reverb. And
yeah, innit? Like, all like
what if she looks exactly like a human, though? Is that cheating?
Of course it is.
You have not dumped your AI girlfriend yet, have you?
I have. Frau Goebbels is gone, yeah.
Wait, that didn't last long.
I wrote a song about it, didn't I, before?
I haven't deleted yet. I know I've got another 24.
No,
I've...
Reverse cowboy.
I'm going to give you some sex tips now.
Oh, yeah, go on then. God, right? I'm dying to hear this.
The whole thing about sex is about extreme speed. Kissing, touching the tits, getting your hand down in there because anything, even just
fast kissing,
so being random,
being really fast.
Unpredictability, yeah.
To be
honest, I get it. Like, if someone comes towards you, you're not sure whether you're gonna get like a headbutt or a kiss. That adds a level of
kind
excitement.
Of the same thing, isn't it, really. But no, I mean,
it's just
a
headbutt with
this,
your mouth.
Really fast.
I've got.
Really fast. Like, if you're going to suck the tits, you suck them so fast.
You move from each one fast.
I like them pointy like that sometimes. I think it's cool.
I was going for extreme speed. I was trying to get the nipples as close as I could. Can't use a double tit.
Girls like nothing more than that.
Reverse cowboy.
Basically, I have got like feminine levels of knowing how to do anything kind of.
DIY and
man-wise, you know, that like alpha male changing a lock or
washing between your
cheeks. Can you change a plug?
No, but you know, like anything that involves tools. Like I've always worked in those environments. You know, with bricklayers and chippies and fucking this and that. And they always technicians. They try and teach you this. You know what it's like. You two help.
I've done renovation work.
I sit here and I say nothing because I do not. Give a shit out of that cable connection.
I know, yeah.
I just don't give a fuck. So I apply that to bricklaying or anything manly. Because I've got two young kids, things break. And I build up a little list of things that I need my handyman in for.
Yeah.
So every 9 months, I get this handyman in called Harry.
Are you not worried that your kids are going to call him daddy when he comes around and does all your man jobs?
This is it. Well, my missus already kind
she's
of...
fancying him.
I've watched this porno before, mate.
He's a bit... He's got the old Tarantino face of it. You know, he does his handiwork and... For example, there's an umbrella by that door for the only reason because he was fixing that lock the other day and I stood in the rain and watched him and chatted to him.
Were you holding the umbrella above him?
I was smoking a joint, holding the umbrella above
yeah,
me,
boss.
Chatting to him.
It sounds like he's got daddy issues, mate.
Yeah, well, I had my handyman issues. Did all these jobs and he left, but before he left, we had a good old chat about Brexit.
There's a guy I know and he runs this tyre shop that's near where I work. I get on with him dead well and I went down a pothole and bent my fucking wheel and I was like, bastard, cost me loads of money because all the roads are fucked, aren't they?
Yeah.
And he was like, complain to the council, but there's no fucking point, is there? Because he got no money. You know why? Immigrants. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And he like, just came out of nowhere. And I really like this guy, but instantly was like, the potholes are the immigrants' fault. And it just cracked me up. Probably is immigrants.
Shit in the pothole.
They dig them up and then shit in them.
I've got this thing, often it happens with cabbies, but if I'm speaking to someone that I think might have racist tendencies, I try and lean into it and see if I can get them to say the N-word.
Really?
Like, because I find it fun.
No, not gonna, just like, as if.
I've done it.
He's got them sick.
I've done it.
White
men. Of course. You have to bear in mind that these people, a lot of the time, they feel like it's a bit weird that we can say it and they can't. So that's somewhere they're already at. You're basically just trying to get them to the point where they'll say it. Hey, mate, keep it the radio on, please.
Yeah. What do you want, mate?
I don't know, man.
Something
you might like. As well. Are you into hip hop?
Reggae, you're saying, yeah?
Reggae. Do you like rap from like old school rap?
Oh, I love it, mate. There you go.
Do you remember N.W.A.?
Yeah, mate.
Yeah. What was it called?
Hold on. What? That's how you do it. That basic.
Literally, if you go in there and like, for example.
Yeah, but that's a bit like cheating. It's a bit of a word game. You're better off.
So that's one way. Yeah, that's a surefire way. But if you've got a long time to go,
the other way.
We'll be like, yeah, go.
Hey, mate, hey, Ben, you been all right?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Yeah.
Good.
How are you doing? So this was yesterday, yeah? Have you been hearing about these protests or not?
Oh, murder.
I think it's a bit mental, isn't it? Like, people are so ready to back terrorists and that. It's a bit nuts,
isn't
it?
They all look like they stink.
The thing is, the mad thing is that they come over here and this just isn't really how we do it here. We just don't share the same values and that's why we don't really get along. And personally, I think if they don't like it here... If they do like it, they can find a spot, then, you know, then they're more than welcome to be here. But it seems like they don't really like it here, right, innit?
I'm not going to bark it out. I feel like I'm miles away.
And at this point, you're just like, nigger.
I'm just a tiny man.
They're all...
Just say it, mate.
There's another angle. There's another angle.
You know what I mean?
But I think
it works. It's good. It doesn't happen most of the time.
Reverse cowboy.
I know a girl from Manchester. I want to give her a shout out. Her name's Gina. She's well fit.
Is she watching?
Yeah, best shag I've ever had.
So, yeah. Gina. Shout out, Gina. He's put his penis a lot of places as well, so you're good.
Yeah.
She's mates with my mate Holly, isn't she?
Yeah, that Gina is wild. Oh, wow. Shit. That's
Manchester
a bit,
girls
that's a bit
just
dumb.
Want to have fun.
You know, he said to me, I paid him and it's time to go. And just before he was out the door, I said, you know, as you do, I went, got any more jobs today, Harry? And he went, yeah, I've got one more. And I thought, okay, that's the end of it. And he went, yeah, you probably wouldn't like them for the same reason I don't like them. And I thought, oh, here we go. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I went, why is that then, Harry? And he went, yeah, you know what I mean? He got no telly. He said, all books all over
fucking stinks.
He said, I walked in there and they went to me, oh, so what have you been reading recently?
I just want to give a shout out to Killer Whales because they're still twatting people. They've just sunk another yacht.
Amazing.
Yeah, they were going for it. In Gibraltar, the Killer Whales are attacking all the yachts. Just sinking them all. We don't know why, but yeah, good on you. Did you see a killer whale turn up in a lock in Scotland?
What? Yeah, what the fuck? Are they supposed to be there?
No.
But a lock isn't that a lake? Or
no, they're attached to the sea.
They are attached to the sea.
But like one of them,
there's
a Scottish guy in a canoe and he's going along and he goes, what the fuck's that behind me? And he turns around and there's a killer whale and he starts biting his canoe and he's like, not today, get to fuck you, junkie. Get the fuck away. He calls it a junkie. Yeah, he calls it a junkie. Brilliant.
Reverse cowboy.
Anyway, we've had a lot of complaints because we've not been doing karaoke recently, and that's just because we've been finding our feet here. But today, for one night only, we've got Rotari Savage doing karaoke.
Love it already.
It's been really great to be here, ladies and gentlemen. I hope I get invited back.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for you.
Also, if you enjoyed it, send them a DM because I know they get a bit... In the suburbs side, I learned to drive.
And they told me we'd never survive. Grab your mother's keys, we're leaving.
Better than you. Way better than you.
I think I might be a little bit edgy.
You always seem so sure that one day we'd be fighting in a suburban war.
By the cap.
You're a part of town against mine, and so we're standing on the opposite shore. But by the time the first bombs dropped, we were already bored.
Canadian press.
We were already, already bored. And sometimes I can't believe it. I'm moving past the feeling. And sometimes I I'm moving past the feeling and into the night.
Yeah, mate.
It's gonna be so hard. But in my dreams, we're still running and screaming through the yard.
That's all you get in karaoke. It's done. You did it. You smashed it.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks for coming
guys.
On, Ritare. Been a lovely pleasure, and
it's been so much fun. Check out my website, audience.vision, and then be disgusted with it and slag it off for whatever.
Audience.vision. Okay. Yeah. I don't want to know what that is, but I'm going to look later.
Yeah, it's a porno
follow
site.
Follow this guy, young black male, on Instagram. He's got a gorgeous penis, and he's a funny man, and just a very nice boy as well.
And £100 to anyone can find my one video on Pornhub.
Young black male.
Always.
But he is 40. Gratis charging out of it.
Gino o Gino Ginelle.
Ciao.
Cazzo di mamma.
Reverse Cowboy.
Pretty please like and subscribe. We love you shaggers. Kiss kiss.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.